August the 18th, 1995, taped interview with Mrs. Violet Aldridge, daughter of Captain Mills. Would you like to name those boats that your father had built again for us?
What is the Mackenzie River that he built in 1907? And the Athabasca River and the Slave River of 1912, I think you have that. And the Fort McMurray, I'm not too sure about the date of that, but after 1912.
We have a picture of that, I think.
Have you got that?
Not
exactly that one. Another boiler
this,
scene.
You know what it was, Elizabeth? It was the boiler for the Mackenzie River. Mm-hmm. And he brought it, like he brought it from Edmonton to Athabasca. I don't get this in any order at all.
Further down.
Oh, what is that?
It's a picture of Sergeant Thorne there, I think.
Is it?
It looks like him.
Married Alva Lewis.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Now this is going from Edmonton to Athabasca. There's the boiler for the Mackenzie River. You see all these.
All the horses.
Six, eight, ten horses. Then, after they got to Fort Fitzgerald, then they have to portage over to Fort Smith, you see. And this was the boiler being portaged over to Fort Smith by ox team. And
there it is.
This, that was an ups. That must have been between here and Edmonton because it's got the horses. Yes, and there it is again too, on the landing trail.
Right. There's a picture up there of a boiler on the landing trail, but it's a big circular one. It has a different look than this.
That one has wood wrapped around the boiler, so the boiler wouldn't be damaged.
Right.
What they're doing is they're just rolling it.
But it wouldn't look like this, would it? Would it have been like this inside that wood? It looked more circular.
This is a smaller section of it.
Oh.
This looks like it's the back part of the firing tubes.
This part in the wood.
Oh, yes.
And
this is when they were taking it down the river from here, and it ran aground on a rock. And overnight the river rate went up 6 feet, so this is what it looked like in the morning.
All the driftwood, right.
Yes. And then that was after they hauled it out again. It's loaded on a new boat.
Scow. See, I think that is
here's
H. Thorne.
Here he is.
Right.
Here.
Yeah, that's right.
He has a distinctive look. And is this your father?
No.
No, okay.
No, that was his engineer on the Mackenzie River.
Did you know anything about Magnus Brown?
Magnus Brown used to live here.
Right.
Yes.
He was a boat builder.
I know the name, but I don't seem to remember anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
McSweeney. Colin Fraser.
Oh,
the
yeah. His great-great-grandson or something was in here about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had a hard time finding very much on him.
Yes.
And since then I've been making notes. I thought if he ever came again, all the little bits I've come across. That's a good picture of him.
Yes, it is. I guess McSweeney has had since Bay Man. That fellow's name was Keep.
That was an RCM, or Northwest, yes. I guess. Then.
Yes, we got this from Murray.
Chip. That's a good picture of the Graham.
That's the old Graham built in 83. And there was another one after that.
Another Graham?
Yeah.
Two with that name. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize that.
First mistaken by moonlight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the Mackenzie River Fort Smith that soon is being built.
You were born at Fort Smith, you said?
Fort Simpson.
Fort Simpson.
Yeah. My mother was born at Fort Simpson. My grandfather was a chief actor in the Hudson's Bay.
Who was he?
Campbell.
Oh, Charles Campbell.
Charles Campbell's my uncle.
Charles Campbell's dead.
Yeah.
Julius? What was his first name? Julius Campbell?
Yeah. Julian.
Julian
Campbell. Julian S. Campbell.
And your mother was his daughter?
Yes.
A sister to Charles, then?
That's right. I just got
Louisa Campbell.
The Campbell Hospital in Edmonton just had their 50th anniversary, and that was the little
that's attractive
pin that they had. You see that?
You were a specially invited guest,
I was, yes. There was, you see, it shows the teepees, Indian teepees, and the Eskimo igloos. But there were Eskimos there and Indians there. It was quite a doings just a couple of weeks ago in Edmonton. It was quite interesting. This Mackenzie River in the ice. I guess it never did get hauled out that year. That's at Fort Simpson. That is the ice piled up on the bank when the river was going out.
It's another picture of the boiler.
Yes, that's between here and Edmonton.
1907. Oh, I think we've been here before, that's why we're...
Yeah. They're all kind of mixed up there now. And there's this Slave River, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That is being, this one is being launched, Aggie. Yes, this is Slave River.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Indian camps at Colling River?
Yes.
Okay. Where is the Colling River?
That would be probably where Colling River comes into the area of Alaska, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's a little cabin, forested cabin right about this spot right now.
Are these some of your father's pictures?
Yes, a lot of them. He took a lot of pictures. He used the plates, you know, the 5x7 plates, and he used to develop them and finish them himself.
Well, this is interesting. This is how they took those reindeer down the river.
Yes.
Reindeer down the river.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to them? Did they all just disappear into the wild blue yonder?
I suspect most of them wound up in frying pans.
Yes, that was quite a bunch of them that they sent. Sandy and those are Indians at Fort Simpson.
Grand Rapids, standing on the boiler.
Yes. That's your Fort Simpson. It's a big house at Fort Simpson. It's the big Hudson Bay house.
Looks a bit like the one at Fort Edmonton Park right now.
Well, it's
must
very
be the style that they
the
used.
Same. And there were some of our things in that the house at Fort Edmonton.
They used to have a couple of big balconies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, this is at Fort Simpson. They had a museum there.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a collection of a lot of birds. Pelican?
Yeah.
The Louisian. There was some naturalist went through the north. This is way back. I went through the north, and he was a taxidermist. So he taught my father how to do this stuff. And so a lot of these things he had done, you know. And there's the house at Fort Simpson. That is New Year's Day, I guess, and the Indians all come into the Fort Simpson by moonlight.
Your uncle wrote that book, Son of the North.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize that. I think that's
pretty interesting. Oh, I guess probably it is, yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Upheaval.
On the Peace River. Those are Charles Campbell's two daughters.
Your nieces. No, your cousins.
My cousins, right. Yes.
A fish drying camp.
You haven't lived in the heat, you've eaten dried fish.
I have. Can't say as I enjoyed it too much.
Day in and day out, it's another thing, eh?
I remember my mother telling me that they had a cow at Fort Simpson. Well, of course, there were no cows in the north. They had this cow, but there was no grain for it, and they had to feed the cow on dried fish.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I read accounts where horses have survived for winters on dried fish.
Oh.
Guess they decided if there was nothing else.
I suppose. Now, Captain Haight, there's another one that lived here. He lived in the old log house, in the old Hudson's Bay Company house here. And when we first came here, they were living. And I don't know where what he did. I don't seem to remember him being on a boat, and yet he was a captain. Did you know anything about him at all?
No, I've come across his name.
Yeah.
Was he... There was a Mrs. Haight who was a Secord.
No, that's a different Haight altogether.
A different Haight.
Yes.
I've seen those names and I just couldn't find how they were connected, but they weren't connected then. She came out as a widow, I think, from Ontario, didn't she?
I remember her quite well. Yes,
she went into business.
She had a daughter, Jean. She was Jean Parkerson. Yes, in Cascade. No, Captain Haight traveling in the winter. But as I say, I don't seem to remember. I mean, we knew them well, but I don't seem to remember what he did.
Did he have a family here?
Yes. Yes, he had three boys. And one of them, there was two girls. The oldest one I don't think she lived here. She had trained, she was a nurse. And she later was a nurse overseas.
Do you remember anything about Captain Barber?
C.A.D. Barber. He had two sisters that lived here. Now he was, if I remember rightly, he ran on the boats up the river.
Towards Smith.
Yeah. And they weren't here very long after we came.
Were his sisters married? Did one of them marry here?
Tori and Ruth.
Was there ever a Barber?
Where all these names coming from? I hadn't thought of them for years.
Victoria.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I seemed to me that they moved away, and I never heard of them anymore. That's the funeral of the Lost Patrol.
Oh, the Fitzgerald Patrol.
Yeah.
Where did that take place? The funeral?
At Fort McPherson.
Oh.
Yeah. Eskimos. What do we got here now? There's a distributor. Now that...
That's a modern boat.
Yeah, that came after the Mackenzie River. Leaving a clavicle with Lord Byng on board in July 1925.
He's the Governor General of Canada that time.
Yes. And I was telling you something funny. When I was at this Campbell Hospital deal, I met the bishop, the Anglican bishop from Yellowknife, and he was telling us about when the Queen and Prince Philip were there in Yellowknife, you know. Of course, they went to church on Sunday, and this bishop's wife was the organist, and the Queen and Prince Philip were sitting up in the front row, and the organ was right kind of beside, close to them. Of course, they'd been coached very well on what they could say or what they couldn't say, and so forth and so on, when they talked to the Queen. So afterwards, this bishop's wife, she was very nervous, and she said to the queen, I hope you didn't mind that I took my shoes off during the service. And the queen said, yes, I noticed you. That was very funny. Now then, I've got here your version. These are far north, I think, of the rock by the river. That's and there's Norman. Fort Simpson and Murder Dam. I think it must be a very... Have you been to Fort Simpson in later years?
I was there about 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was in summertime, it was nice.
That was before the Mackenzie River. That was the Rigay.
Did your father ever captain that ship?
I'm not sure, but I have an idea he built that. But he did. He was captain of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now there's the Mackenzie River and the Rigay together.
Mm-hmm. If I remember right, the Rigay was a deeper boat.
It wasn't a stern wheeler. You see, it was a different.
Propeller.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was meant for...
There were two Wrigleys, too.
Yeah, it was meant for the Mackenzie River, because the Mackenzie River is a deeper river. And it also was meant for the lakes. It was much more maneuverable.
Hmm. That's the Liara River. That's way down in the ramparts.
Mm-hmm. What was your father's name?
James William.
James. What brought him up to the north?
Let me see. He sailed from, he was from Nova Scotia, and he sailed down to the West Indies in sailing vessels, you know. Then I think that he came out with the army during the rebellion, came out west, and he left the army kind of fizzled out after they finished fighting. He was up in Hudson Straits with some kind of a survey, not geological. I don't know just what he was doing, but a thing to tell the time by the sun. It was a sextant and something. There were two machines that he had, that he could tell the time by the sun. What was any of that thing?
Not a chronometer.
No.
Sundial?
No.
Sextant?
The navigational instrument that was adapted?
There was something called a sun compass.
I thought about it yesterday. I was thinking about that. I knew then it'll come after a while. I'll spring it on you.
So he's...
Harry Lanford.
Okay.
Yeah.
I read... Did you write a book, or he's mentioned in one of the books?
He was killed. He was killed by the Indians or Eskimo?
Eskimo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Harry Lanford. In about what year would he have died?
Before the First War, probably about 1910 or so. Mm. He and another fellow went up there and got a bad argument with them.
Oh, that's the Liara River. That's not a small boat that used to run the Liara.
Mm-hmm. Your father was in the employ of the Hudson Bay Company.
Yes, he worked for them all his working days. Now this is all at Herschel Island.
I guess there's nothing left now.
I guess not. It's all that's my aunt. That's her again. That's my mother's sister. Her husband was Hudson's Bay had a post there at one time. I don't know when this was, but
just such an interesting coat.
Yes, isn't it? And here she's probably dressed.
It doesn't look like fur.
It is, though.
It must be some sort of seal that's just...
Herschel Island. And the Arctic Ocean.
Right.
And probably Inuit. Can we flip back one?
Yep.
This is a very interesting picture.
Albert Lebeau. Yeah. The first man executed in the Northwest Territories, being brought into Fort Smith by the Mounted Police.
I think Nitchie Thorne was involved in that.
Was he? Yeah. Did you know anything about the Lewises here? The Lewis family are a big family.
There are Lewises here yet.
Are there?
Mm-hmm. Alva was Glenda's aunt. Glenda Wall was a Lewis.
There was Grace and Hazel and Catherine and Alva and Vesta.
Catherine married Mr. Galloway.
Yes.
Vesta. I can't.
Vesta, she moved to the coast too. She'd been away from here. She married Vance.
And one of the boys would be Glenda Waddle's father. I can't remember his name. Wall.
Walton?
That's one of the brothers, right?
Elvis' brother? Seymour and Walton and Ray, yes.
Right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's Seymour up there. He was EGT, telephone sure. operator for a long time.
He was a particular friend of mine.
Was he?
That must be the old... No, that's the Fort McMurray. Yeah.
That's a big boat running between Fort McMurray and Fort Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Okay.
What is this?
That's a Franklin's sundial at Fort Simpson, I think.
Yep.
Yes, Sir John Franklin. Nobody said anything about this. I don't know what it is. Looks like it might be McMurray.
It's cordwood for the boat.
One boat wouldn't take all that on, though.
It must be a depot at, because they have a big dock here. I suspect that might be at Fort McMurray.
An old Indian woman, Fort Simpson. My mother has written, she says, note the tea in hand. She's got a handful of tea.
Mm-hmm. Handful of what?
Tea.
Oh,
let's see. Let's see what we get.
Getting out of triplets.
Who are these?
Chap that I used to work with.
Mm.
I looked after them one day while they went. I think they were going to go to the exhibition or something, so I volunteered to look after these three babies. Was I busy? Now, here's something taken here. See, there's the row of houses up there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it is.
Probably the mail going out.
I suppose. I don't know. I don't know where that would be taken.
Some colorful dresses, isn't it? Colorful
yes,
outfits.
Yes. That is taken at Fort Smith because here was being built. They sure had some Bay houses here. There was this big house in there. There was the cook house there, and the crew used to eat there. And there's this lean-to here that we lived in. And one night the bank slid. We woke up in the morning, and this is what it was. The bank at Smith, I guess, always did. I think they've always had landslides there. Captain Haight is here somewhere. Where is he? Here he is, right there. And there's my father, Captain Haight. I don't know what they're doing or where they were.
Tea break.
Okay. Lydia Thomas is on Peace River.
Yep, that's a big one that was built in the 30s, I think.
And after they sunk it, they sent for my father to go and bring it back up again, which he did. He had divers working in it.
When would that have been?
Early 20s, probably.
He's got the pretty fancy suits.
Yeah, that was the diver that he had working on the boat in the 20s.
It's amazing.
Fascinating.
Yes.
I don't think Bob had seen this book.
Yes, just at the beginning of the Easter Seconds.
I think this was in
Oh, sure.
It's waiting for you to come in through that door, so it's...
There's nothing... That's me in the Twadnow Creek. We used to go through, there's a swimming hole around here somewhere.
Yes, yeah. Just be over here, actually, down the creek bed.
Yeah. Nothing very, very much here. Winnipeg. A picnic.
Do you know about this?
No, I do not. Has she got anything written about that? She wrote in, as my mother wrote under these, and she wrote in gold ink, and so many of them I can't even make out what they're, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, something was written here, but that's probably for this picture, whatever it was, whether
Well, that's Harry Kemsel. He was a cousin of mine, and it was a picture of him in a moss bag. You know, where the Indians had in their moss bags.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So we'd taken
as a baby.
Yes.
Is this in Athabasca?
No, that's in Winnipeg. Hmm. There's our house in Winnipeg. That's the... Well, here's Thorn again, here somewhere, I think, isn't it?
This looks like a boat there.
That's our house here.
It was beside that log Hudson Bay house that was burned down. But it's gone, too.
You know, I didn't think to notice. There was a big house... It was once used as a hospital, like just back, kind of back to back with the United Church there. It was the bishop's house when we first moved here. It was the Anglican bishop's house.
But that's gone now.
Is it gone?
They built the health unit.
Oh, yes.
Well, the old health unit building
before
there.
Before they had the hospital, I think that was used as a hospital, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the house right next to it was the Anglican rectory.
What does that say?
Athabasca.
Athabasca on Dominion Day, 1913.
So that was just a month before the fire. So there's the old hotel.
That is a curling rink.
This is her father.
Yes.
Captain.
I think that they went into Edmonton, and I believe they won the Grand Challenge that year. This is Walter Mackey, who was Governor of Telephones, I think. And this chap's name was Rhodes, maybe a banker. And I can't remember who this was. But he's like... look at the size of the fish the kid's got.
Yes.
Not many big ones left, I think.
Just the odd one.
We used to catch so many. We used to catch perch. That's on Great Slave Lake. That was taken here. The police. My two brothers.
What were your brothers' names?
Julian and Seton.
Oh, Seton. And Seton was the one who was killed overseas. So Julian after his grandfather.
And we were told that they had this cairn, you know, they had the boys' names on it, and his name was not on it.
Who was the cairn? In France or?
World War I memorial here in Athabasca, and Farley understands that the names of the people were on it, but her brother Seton's name was not. And she just wondered whether it's still around here and if that could be rectified or whether it was demolished when that new one was put up by the
Legion.
The school.
What is on the Legion one? Are there names of any First or Second World War names on
there? There are so many boys from here.
I've never gone to read the plaque. Or if I have, I don't recall what's on it. I've been there on Remembrance Day. I don't think there's anything at the graveyard.
I think isn't that an autographed picture?
No, my mother wrote that.
Okay, this is where I came in. I've seen that picture before. I think that's in Robert Service's book, Plowman to the Moon.
Oh, yes.
Nice picture.
Hey, there's Alton Lewis there.
Oh.
It's a beautiful picture. It's me. It's all the way to the gardens. Here's Alvin Tepper. You wouldn't know him.
Are all the rest of them Gordon boys? Which one would be Ernest? Can you tell anymore?
The little one, Joe, is the little one, I think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. He would have enjoyed seeing that when he was here.
Yeah.
Didn't have much of them.
Yeah, that was Gordon House over in Michigan.
And this was in your book?
It was a Sunday school picnic.
Who was the minister in the picture?
Mr. Barron. There was one of the Haight girls. And this was the other one. So
and after you left here?
Yes.
And you just stayed there then, or did
yes.
you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did your dad live in Edmonton until he died?
Yes. He built a log cabin out at Butte's Lake, and then my mother came out every summer. Even after he died, she always spent the summer out at the lake. I was out here last year, and I went around to see if I could find the cabin. It was quite a nice cabin, but it sure, I had an awful time finding it. I didn't even recognize it.
But it was still there.
It's still there, yes. Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Two brothers older and two younger.
You're the only girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you came here, you were only about 7.
No, I was 11.
11?
11, yeah. We came here in 1912, so I was 11.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you went to school in Athabasca?
Sure. I was one of the first pupils in the Red Brick School.
And then that picture that you had of that, what was the play that you put on, the musical that you saw?
The Pied Piper of Hamlet.
I
was the Pied Piper, yeah. Do you know, I can remember every song in that thing and all the words.
Now, you said you had trouble making the rats jump. Were they paper rats or
were
they children?
They were fabric. They were all made out of print and stuff. You see, and they were about this long. And they put them on a string, and they tied their noses onto this string. You see, the rat was here, and it was tied onto the string. And the string, the stage was quite dark, and they strung this string across the stage, so that when the time came, when the rats all disappeared into the river, you see, then there was something, they pulled the string, and they had a kind of a wall across. And they pulled this string so that the rats all went over the wall, but one of them got stuck. No way would he go over.
I had an idea it would be a lot of little children dressed as rats or something. I was trying to picture this.
that was quite a production, I'll tell you.
Now the school, the old wooden school that you went to,
yes,
is now a home about 2 blocks from here.
Yes, that's right.
You'll be interested to see it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It doesn't look at all like it.
The after we got out of it, there's the town hall.
Mm-hmm.
Just right across from Faulkner's store.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, and it was cold. We'd go there in the morning, and water would be frozen on the in the pail. You know. You see, it was just. I don't know how many grades she had up. Well, I guess right from 1 to 8. Although they're probably where some bridge there was nobody in, you know.
Who was the teacher?
Miss Gill. She was later Mrs. Little.
Mrs. Little.
Yes. She was a good teacher, too. She taught us so many things that were not on the on the curriculum. No, she was English. And she taught us you call this dancing. What kind of dancing? Folk dancing.
Folk dancing.
Yes, for one thing. Another thing, when I moved into a school here, I was up in the top floor on the outside. Where am I?
The school's this way behind
this
you.
Way, mm-hmm. Yeah. And we always used to come in the back door. They all lined up like after recess, and I played the piano, and they marched in.
Oh dear!
Can you see them all doing that now, Bob?
We wish.
Indeed. So you mentioned a Mr. Lowe, who was a bank manager.
Yes.
Which bank do you recall?
Well, there was the Imperial Bank. It wasn't, there was the Imperial Bank and the Royal Bank, I think, at that time. And I think he must have been Imperial Bank.
Who were some of your chums when you were at school here?
Helen Fox was my particular pal, and her brother was killed in World War I too, and she came into Edmonton, and then she went down into the States, and then she lived in Honolulu, and she married a naval officer in the American Navy, and she was there at the time of Pearl Harbor. She had to get out, you know. That was the last I heard of her. I've never heard of her since.
And Louie
Gordon.
Gordon.
Mm-hmm. She lives down in California.
She's still alive.
As far as I know, yes.
Her brother said it was only he and the sister.
Oh, is that so?
The only two now.
Is that so? Well, I had a letter from her, a few years ago. I had written to her, and I tell you, there's one woman that I see quite often. She used to be the telephone operator here, she's Gladys Wright now. Her name is Gladys Pilart. She was a Belgian girl. And she's we were comparing notes the other day. She's 97, I think. I'm 94, and she's 97, yeah.
She's in Edmonton.
Yes, yeah, I see her quite often.
Do you remember Mr. Lessard had a store here at all?
Yes. Now, let me see. I remember Lessard's store. Was there a girl?
No.
Yes, what do you mean?
Children. His wife was a Juno. Her last name was Juno, was it not? His wife?
Louise?
No, sister to Louise, maybe.
Was that so?
I
remember Louise. Yeah. I really don't remember him. Of course, you know, at that age, I mean, there were so many things that I wasn't interested in.
Of course. Yeah. What year was it you left Athabasca?
1917.
Yeah. So here about 5 years.
Yes.
And do you remember the other Mr. Mills, George Mills?
George Mills, yes. They had one daughter, Grace Mills, and they moved to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you say your brother's name was Seton?
Yes.
Okay. There's a letter by him in his history book.
No.
He's writing back from the front,
yes.
World War I.
I've got nearly all those letters.
Okay, somehow I think your mother must have passed on the letter to the paper. And the letters are produced there.
What is this?
This is our Athabasca Landing history book.
Wow.
We did a history book to commemorate.
What about the book? Was there, I guess there's some woman that wrote a book about Athabasca. Or is this the one?
There have been histories done of different areas in the county.
Because, there was this book that came out, and Gieselson, from Calling Lake, maybe?
Yeah,
Gieselson. She was a Crawford, they were connected with the Crawfords.
But I don't recall any book that anybody like that.
Mm-hmm. Because there was...
How long ago would that be?
Not too many years ago. I've never seen it, but there was something quoted in it somewhere along the way that I saw a write-up about it, and there was something that I took exception to that I knew was not right, that she had written in this book.
It wasn't a Mrs. Stafford?
No, I don't think so. See, the Crawfords lived just kind of across, they lived next door to Faulkner's house. You know, way back when.
Hmm.
And then Annie Crawford, she was a particular friend of mine, and she moved away. She was a Mrs. Bentley. Now, the Crawford family, I think, all moved out to Calling Lake, and there was two or three boys. But the name Gieselson is connected with them somewhere, whether it is...
They are related.
Yes, yes. But it's funny that you don't know about this book.
No.
I'm sure it is.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is it one of the Lewis boys? I'll be
those
done.
People aren't named in the picture.
Sticky. Yeah.
Do you recognize anyone in this one?
Who's Lewis? One of my brothers, Seton, enlisted in the fall of 15. And the other one had been in the north. And as soon as he came back from the north, he enlisted in the spring of 16. They were in the same battalion, and they both went over together. And then when they got overseas, then they were in different outfits.
Which one is the Fox, Helen Fox?
This one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know which Lewis boy that was?
Yeah, I would say it was Walden.
And it's this one just in here at the back?
Well, that's the same one, isn't it?
Sort of.
Might be.
I think so.
It's that sort of big lift look.
So the nose looks the same.
Do you recognize the letter from Seton?
Well, and then...
The one you've read?
Okay.
That's it. I was looking this morning, I found two or three of his letters, and I also found the telegram that came when he was killed. Mm-hmm. Wish it was in the pair of moccasins. He was 18 in March, and he was killed in April. That's quite a book. Frank Lavelle. I don't know what he did.
Frank Loisel?
Lavelle, L-A-V-E-L-L.
It was just this
one.
Oh, that one. Mm-hmm. Well, they always thought Colin Fraser was in this picture. I think it was Colin Fraser's boat. Bob, it's one of those.
Is that movie in it?
I was wondering about this one. Mm-hmm.
Could be this guy right here.
Yes.
I bet you it's Colin Fraser right there.
The boys in here nearly all went into the 63rd battalion.
I think maybe it's in that pull-out box with the photos, Bob, with the big frame pictures.
More pictures somewhere. I don't know.
Did you vote it?
Yes. I don't know what I did with them.
In this
one. There's a large one we haven't looked at.
No, this isn't anything. I don't even know. One of my brothers. I don't know how that got in there.
Is this anything wrong?
Oh.
Mom?
This, I don't know whether you'd be interested in this. This is a story of my mother's life.
Oh, yes.
She gave it at the Historical Society in Edmonton one time. And it's kind of interesting.
Yes.
You can have it if you'd like.
I would like it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
A story that her mother wrote about her life.
Mm-hmm.
Married by Bishop Bompas.
Mm-hmm.
In the ST, I wonder. Where were they married? Married by Bishop Bompas in?
Oh, in this, well, it's written in St. David's Church.
Oh, St. David's,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you're just following.
Okay. I'm sure it was 1948. So does she write about her children in here at all? Or?
Let me see now.
Mostly
I don't think so.
Herself
no,
as a young
just
girl.
Yes, really. Yes. She, when she was 7.
Maybe look at some of those photos in here as well.
Yes, sure. When she was 7, they sent her over to England to go to school.
When she was seven.
When she was seven.
It's pretty young, isn't it?
Can you do anything to make records that would really help to you? Or as an archivist, I mean, you really get the original stuff all the time, don't you?
Not really. I would be very happy to get some of these photos to make copies of them.
You could make a copy of them and return the original name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, could you? I wonder whether you only were interested in the original.
No. It's nice to have original, but...
I was going to say
it's nice just to have a picture of some of the things.
So if you were to identify some today, would I have had some money?
If you would trust us, we could keep these until we make our copies and then return the originals.
If there's any of these that you want.
Some of these are... Yeah, they're glued down to the...
There's quite a few. What we do is we make negatives of the originals and then make copies of the negatives.
Do you want to give some of them away, are you saying, Donna?
No, we won't want to take them. We'll just make copies and then return the originals. Mm.
But I'm not sure because in some cases Violet's giving away some of these things.
I'm trying to get rid of things, you see. I've got so much junk around my place.
She has. Suitcases and whatever, and they're all letters when we sit and chat. A letter from 72, but it's 1872, and picture from a few years ago for Violet could be 51, 32. So that's what I was wanting to clarify here, because my feeling, my sense when we came was that if there was some stuff you wanted, Violet was prepared to give them to you, so if you want to negotiate.
Well, certainly we'd be very happy to have them, but that's whatever you choose to do with some of them. If some of you want to have us make copies and you'd like to have the original back, we can do that.
I don't know just particularly whether you're interested in some of these, because they're not all about Athabasca.